What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Texans love the game of football. Down here, the game is big, and it's raw. So grab a chair and sit a while, and enjoy the game. Texas style. We are the Texans, the Houston Texans. Big Texas skies, big Texas pride. Go Texans, go, and we'll fight, fight like Texans. Hail to the Toro, the red, white, and blue. Everybody, we are the Texans, the Houston Texans. Big Texas skies, big Texas pride. Go Texans, go! And we'll fight, fight like Texans. Hail to the Toro, the red, white, and blue.
Sucks.
So good.
So good.
The fact that they're celebrating the churro in their fight song is my favorite thing of all time.
That guy for the Indianapolis Colts who sings Colts are our squad or whatever, this is our team, that's better than any of that song. That
this is my team. This is our Colts. This is our team. We bleed blue.
The guy took a religious song and turned into a football song.
Well, for a lot of people, football is religion, right?
Exactly right.
Yeah, we talked to that guy at 6:45.
If you missed Jay Bigley.
Yeah. Somebody says, why do I think that song would be way better with a whip crack?
Oh, yeah.
That song just sucks, dude.
That's their fight song. That's their official Texans fight song.
I mean, I would die on the battlefield right away.
Texas also celebrates a battle that they won. Remember the Alamo. You lost.
Somebody says, that garbage is the truck nuts of songs.
Truck nuts, what a great callback.
I saw one the other day. We were leaving work, and I saw, not truck nuts, but I saw a guy had a Woody doll hanging from his tailgate. Because you know the movie where he's like trying to hold onto the car like Woody?
Oh, yeah, but that's...
Yeah, he didn't have nuts. He had a Woody. Seriously.
That was a long way to your joke, or was that,
That's what it was.
Oh, was it really?
I don't know. Okay. However you want to take it.
Truck nuts guy, that's the guy who fights at the Stevie Nicks concert, right?
I don't think that guy goes to Stevie Nicks. That guy goes to, like, Morgan Wallen.
Does he fight at the Morgan Wallen concert?
Yes, absolutely.
Red truck, truck nuts, he's fighting. That's likes to fight guy.
Yeah.
Got me some truck nuts. Great.
Mm-hmm. There's golf bags now that have that. Like a little side bag, you can put your golf balls in there.
God,
it's funny.
You got one?
No.
He wants one.
But this lady I play golf with every once in a while, she has one. It's funny. It's pink.
Yeah.
I was like, "What is that?" She goes, "It's my ball sack." Yeah. And I was like, "Okay." I was like, "All right."
I got my husband's golf balls here.
Did you watch the TGL last night?
No.
Come on, man.
Sorry, man.
I mean, was watching hockey. Tiger's team got his ass kicked, but man, that it was so awesome. I watched the entire thing.
From start to finish. I was watching.
And they lost like 11-1.
11-1. That's a oof.
Yeah, like
match. Who are we gonna fire?
Not Tiger. Yeah. He came out to Eye of the Tiger, and the announcer didn't say a word. He announced everybody else, and then Tiger came out, went all red. Smoke came out. Eye of the Tiger, and the announcer just went.
See, that's cool, right?
Sick.
That's awesome. Sick. That's like a KU basketball game. All that stuff at the beginning is great, and then the game starts. You're like, all right, I'll bounce. But no, the intro stuff is fantastic. I love all that kind of stuff. But
so
no,
he says,
I
just truck nuts guys upset it stopped snowing. I think that's Miles. It's really not that bad out there. You drive a 350 diesel stroke engine, bro. Like, yeah, no wonder it's not bad out there.
I don't know why everybody's complaining.
Yeah.
And there's 12 inches of snow on the ground. I don't know. I haven't reached my truck nuts yet.
Somebody says they saw an electric truck with truck nuts that were electrical wing nuts. It was pretty cool.
No, you did not.
Take the day if that's true.
You see one of those cyber trucks with truck nuts?
That'd be awesome. Can't trust those things.
I got a cyber truck and truck nuts. Okay.
That's right. Yeah.
Do those cyber trucks work in the snow? I'm asking.
I don't know. I saw one for the first time at night and I thought I was in like space.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't think I took that gummy yet.
Have you looked on the off, like the on ramp, the 435 from 69? You know, where, first of all, I'm going to ask this question out loud. Did Morton Salt move their headquarters to Kansas City?
I saw it when I came around the ramp. It was like, I didn't know it was here.
So they they put that up during the holiday.
Okay.
And I've started to do some research on
it. Because they even have the logo.
Yeah, it's everything.
The little salt lady with the umbrella.
Like, there's nothing out there that says, yes, Morton's has officially moved their, like, world headquarters to Overland Park. I don't know if that's the case. If anybody knows, have they done that? Very, very little on this. It said they moved some offices and took over some buildings and put $3 million of renovation. But it didn't say if they're moving their headquarters here. So, that you know that ramp that you go from 69 to 435? Mm-hmm. Have you looked
every
off to
drive it.
Right. Have you looked off to the right side and seen all the cyber trucks that are parked in that parking lot down there?
I was wrecked because I looked over there and then I saw Morton Salt. I was like, stay focused, Dustin.
Yeah, like, we got Morton Salt and a parking lot, as far as the eye can see, of those cyber trucks.
I don't know if I'd want a cyber truck.
I have no interest in that.
It just, yeah. There was one that drove through downtown Lee's Summit. It just looked out of place. I was like, what? Like, that car sucks.
Yeah. Like, how are they expensive? Like, I just not interested.
I don't know. It's Tesla, right?
Yeah.
The cyber trucks are objectively terrible in every way if you're not 6 years old or really dumb. From the 913.
Are they powered by the sun, too? Do we know that?
The Cybertruck got around fantastically on the Monday after the snow.
All right, okay. Great.
Somebody says Cybertruck nuts are just the fuzzy dice.
Okay.
And then somebody says my truck nuts has low T.
Nice.
Name your top five quarterbacks in the league.
Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
Oh, I got to name more.
Four more. It's pretty easy.
Lamar, Josh, Joe, and... I'd have to think about the fifth
you
one.
You don't. He's still playing in the NFC. He just won. His coach is Sean McVay.
Oh, okay. Stafford, you're putting up there. Okay. You can make an argument for Goff. But Stafford's got the Super Bowl, so. Yeah, Stafford's fine, yeah.
Who's six? Who's the one guy looking in?
For me, it could be Goff.
It's not CJ?
No, not yet. Okay. I still think he's a little young. Like, now, if CJ goes in and wins this weekend... It changes the whole dynamic. He's got a lot to gain in this one as well. You go into Arrowhead, beat Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs, man, you're in rare company. You're with Hall of Famer Tom Brady and Joe Burrow. That's it. So if CJ wins this weekend, maybe we're having a different conversation. But I think CJ Stroud eventually will be in that top five. I don't think he's there quite yet.
Mac, who's the fifth best quarterback in the NFL?
Yeah, I think Stafford. I think that's it.
Who's six?
I think I'm going Stroud. Personally,
great cinnamon rolls.
Oh, so good.
Stroud's?
So good.
I never had them. I had the fried chicken. Money.
My swim coach worked at Stroud's, so after practice on Saturday mornings, boom, Stroud's cinnamon rolls for everyone.
So you're not old enough to ever eat under the bridge on Troost, are you?
No, I don't think so.
That was money. That's the OG of KC. You ate at Stroud's under the bridge at Troost. That was old school, brother.
I always eat the one up north, and I always get attacked by the swan in the pond. Happened twice.
Did you go, hey, swan?
No, I just went down there and tried to feed it a biscuit, and it came out of the water, and I didn't know they were angry.
My friend married a swan. She's a wonderful woman.
Bjork dressed up as a swan.
Yeah.
So, yeah, CJ Stroud, number six. I think you put him over Herbert.
Right now, yeah. I put him over Love right now.
Yeah.
I put him over Hurts.
I wouldn't put Love in the top 10.
Put him over Goff.
Oh, Love is barely in the top 32.
He turned into Buddy Love. Professor. CJ Stroud, right? Like, we talked last week about pressure for quarterbacks. I don't think there's any pressure at this point once you get to this point in the league if you're not Lamar, Josh Allen, or Mahomes, right? Like, that pressure is just completely, to me, CJ's on house money.
Lamar, Josh Allen, and Mahomes are in a different category.
I don't think so.
You think he has to win this game?
No, so that's not what I said.
Then that's house money, though.
Then that's house money.
I think there's pressure. I don't think that's fair that It's either money or really? Those are the only two options I have.
Why does C.J. Stroud have any pressure whatsoever?
I think he killed all of that last week when he was an underdog at home. And like that to me is like pressure, like go prove him wrong. He did it. And now it's like, now you got to go play the Chiefs in Arrowhead, in the divisional round, on the road. Like to me, it's like be competitive.
That's it. He needs to play well. He did not play well last season against the Ravens and Lamar Jackson. This is his second chance facing one of these.
Second half, they got blanked. First half, it was 21-21, I believe, and then it was zeros on the board.
You're facing another elite team, elite quarterback. You need to show up. You need to be good.
See, I'll take the older school approach. Like, it's okay to let guys grow into their roles. Like,
I agree.
Patrick Mahomes has screwed it for everybody because everybody thinks when you come in your first year, it's supposed to be 55,000 and go to an AFC championship game, right? That's just not the way it works. In fact, I just saw a stat this morning. Since 2011, it's either been the Chiefs or the Patriots in the AFC championship game.
Yeah, Mahomes.
Right?
Mahomes only played in the AFC
championship. That's right. Yeah. Like, so since 2011, though, it's either been the Chiefs or the Patriots in the AFC championship game. One of those two teams have been there every year for the last 14 years. So to say that, like, C.J. Stroud needs to do this or needs to do that, the odds aren't in his favor that he's going to do that. I still think C.J. Stroud is definitely playing with house money.
Would you... You start a franchise next year. Are you taking C.J. Stroud or Daniels?
Jaden Daniels.
Not even thinking about it?
Wow.
I'd have to sit in a room by myself for about 5 hours and just be... Because I think what Daniels is doing this year is what Stroud did last year. I think that he's exceeding expectations, but also people forget that he's a rookie. Like, Stroud last year had what? What'd you say, one of the best rookie seasons of all time?
In my opinion, it is the best rookie season of all time.
You forgot he was a rookie.
Yeah.
And then, the more you talk, like, gut reaction, I usually think the gut reaction is the right reaction. Like, you have that initial, all right, let's go. This is what I want to do. But sometimes you got to think about it. You're making me think about it a little bit right now, but I don't know. There's just, this playoff game against Washington got me in on Jaden Daniels. Like, you know, it was that moment where, like, all right, this guy's pretty damn good. He had himself a game.
To me, it was more so the final drive.
Yeah. They got the ball with, 440 to go and never gave it up again. That was a Mahomesian-type drive.
He's got the last 5 minutes, Gene. He does. He's shown it multiple times this year.
Does he have the last 13-second gene, though?
Yeah, there's only one guy who has that. Only one guy.
Come on. Let's not, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's a stylistic question, too. Like, I would rather just... Jaden Daniels, I'd just be worried about injuries all the time. If I'm starting my franchise, C.J. Stroud, pocket passer, I know he can just get it done. That's kind of where I go. But I get you. Ceiling-wise, Jaden Daniels probably has a higher ceiling.
As long as they have a good coach around him, I don't care which guy you give me.
Yeah, I do. So, would you rather C.J. Stroud or Matt Stafford?
Well, C.J. Stroud, because Stafford's old.
That's fair. I mean...
Yeah, just because of the youth.
Yeah.
You think this is it for Stafford this year?
We've said that for, I feel like, the last 3 years, everybody's been trying to kick him out.
Because what is he, 36?
Yeah, something like that. Probably. But where's LA going if they kick him out the door? And if he goes out the door, does McVay go with him? Because if I'm McVay, I probably take a walk too at this point.
Well, that's what everybody thought he was going to do. Everyone thought he was going to go to the booth and then come back and, like, because he's so young.
Yeah.
That was a topic.
Because that's what Vermeil did. I mean, people forget Vermeil was coaching, you know, in the early 80s and then took like 20 years off and came back.
Yeah, he coached Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So like, I love Dick. Vermeil did it, right?
That was a hell of a drop.
McVay's probably the only coach that could do it.
Who
else is young enough?
Kevin O'Connell.
That has that, you know, je ne sais quoi to go out there and, like, be that guy.
This is a tough question. What's Notre Dame's coach again?
Marcus Freeman.
Yeah.
He might be older than Sean McVay because he's 39. And I don't know if McVay's 40 yet. He might be.
I feel like McVay's 36. I feel like McVay is perennially 36.
No,
McVay's 38.
So, yeah, Notre Dame's coach is older. He just turned 39 on January 39. 10th.
Yeah, and Stafford will be 37 in 3 weeks.
All right, yeah.
He's so McVay is younger than Marcus Freeman.
That's right.
And basically the same age as his quarterback.
Yes. Yeah. And he's got a Super Bowl.
So he honest to God, if he were to step away right now, and this would be his last year, and then broadcast for 20 years and came back, he'd only be 57. Uh-huh. Andy Reid, 65.
It's crazy, dude.
Belichick, 72.
McVay was a trailblazer. Because of McVay, LaFleur, Shanahan, all these guys all these guys exist because of Sean McVay.
And sometimes that's when you run into those problems, though, where you try to say,
look at the Andy Reid tree. Look at the Bill Belichick tree, right? It's like
Andy Reid tree is fine. It's not wonderful, but... I mean,
let's see here.
John Harbaugh.
Super Bowl. Three of the four coaches in the final four teams are all Andy Reid trees. If you count Andy Reid as the tree.
Andy Reid, Sean McVay, or Sean McDermott.
And John Harbaugh.
Yeah.
All under Andy Reid.
All under Andy Reid.
It's wild.
That's nuts.
Because it's so weird how, like, the Belichick thing didn't work, right? Like, Mangini was bad. Like, Roman Cornell was bad.
Belichick didn't really let anybody do anything. Like, Andy Reid actually trains his coaches to be head coaches and gives them that opportunity, like that last week of the season. That's all hands on deck. You coaches, you're coaching. You're doing it. You're calling the plays. You're putting in the game plan. You're going to get this team ready to go out there. That's what Andy Reid does. And I say his coaching tree's okay. Like, who's got a great coaching tree? Bill Walsh, because everybody underneath, you know, in the NFL is underneath Bill Walsh at this point in time. But, I mean, Andy's is clearly better than Bill Belichick. Belichick should be embarrassed by his coaching tree, quite frankly. Who's done anything?
Because, like, now it's going to be the McVay tree. Because, like, McVay, Kevin O'Connell, right? Mm-hmm. Like,
McVay and Shanahan's tree will battle. Yeah. Yes, because Shanahan has some good trees, too.
Who's on Shanahan's tree?
LaFleur.
Robert Saleh. Yeah.
D'Amico Ryans. Yeah. And Mike McDaniels. That one's trending down.
So but he's got D'Amico right. Ryans right now. That's about it. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'm Robert Saleh doesn't have a job. And Mike McDaniel, I mean, Mike McDaniel's arrow's pointing down.
Yeah, it's trending the wrong way. It was trending high for a while. I mean, he was in the playoffs the last 2 years, and this year he missed. But
then when they played a team that you could breathe, they lost.
Somebody says, how old is McVay's haircut? I don't know, but that gel that he uses
is so good.
It's definitely L.A. looks. And I had L.A. looks.
Remember L.A. looks?
Yeah, I had the pink gel. I brought that up the other night on Twitter. I was like, that the hair that he has is strongest thing I've ever seen.
What do you think he does use for product in
L.A.
that?
looks?
Is it?
Yes. He's in L.A. He's either using the pink gel or the green or the blue.
I mean, that is just special.
And he uses the headset. Like, I use a headset. And you can see
dense.
Like those. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He uses a headset. Not
perfect. That thing ain't moving. Do you think he has hair and makeup? Because it is L.A.
I don't know.
I think he's probably figured out his system.
No, he's the best, man. Yeah. Like that guy right now, he's phenomenal.
Awesome.
He's a great coach. Great coach. And again, I've said it before, he's got that photographic memory. He will remember everything. That's what makes him so good. Him, Bill Self, that same Mike Mahomes, they're on that same level where they don't forget a thing.
How tight would your pants get if Andy Reid retired in 6 years and McVay came to Kansas City?
I'd be pretty excited about that.
That'd be amazing. Oh, that'd be so good.
Like, you can have Mahomes for the last, like, 7 years of his career, like you had Stafford. Why don't you come to Kansas City and take over for Andy Reid? Now I'm getting horny.
But if I'm Sean McVay, like, I'm to that point now. I've already won a Super Bowl. I'm married. I got kids. I'm 37
but
years old.
But he might be like Andy, where, like, football is life. Like, where it's just like, I love this.
Yeah, it may be, but I don't think that it is. I don't think anybody in, like, Mac's generation thinks their work is life anymore. Like, honest to God. And so I think that factors into football as well. You win Super Bowls, you accomplish stuff, you're 37, 38 years old. Why am I putting my body through this stress every day and dealing with this and managing 53 players in an organization? I've already got a Super Bowl, man. I'm going to go be on TV. Take care.
Yeah.
He's holding it too long.
Just run.
Throw it, man.
Sam Darnold.
We've all been him.
Yeah.
I know you have.
Oh,
I have.
So many times it makes me sick.
Mac, you have.
Oh, yeah.
Sam Darnold is that 10-leg parlay where you hit the first nine.
Does he solidify Kevin O'Connell's Coach of the Year award then? Because I heard Cody and Gold say this, so I don't want to take their take. But I think it was either
Cody takes yours, right?
No. Tweets. So I don't know if it was Alex or Cody, but they said that, I think it was Cody. He said yesterday that Kevin O'Connell definitely deserves the Coach of the Year award because he got 14 wins out of Sam Darnold.
I don't disagree with that.
I mean,
I thought you were going to say it goes the other way. I'm like,
was saying, like, if you can get 14 wins and have that season with Sam Darnold the whole year, then you are doing something.
Yeah.
But you mentioned the 10-leg parlay, nine of them hit and the last one doesn't.
And the last one doesn't. How do you feel?
Gut-wrenching.
Right.
Gut-wrenching.
That's Sam Darnold in a nutshell.
Yeah.
That's Sam Darnold in a nutshell. For whatever reason, I'm putting together this 10-leg parlay. Oh, my God, it's hitting. Cash out option available. No, I'm sticking. Son of a gun. I lost that 10th leg. And instead of cashing out, you're now stuck with 1 year, $5 million or whatever Sam Darnold's going to get. Like, I mean, we've all been there and had those bad beats. Scott Van Pelt does a segment on
it's
it all
awesome.
The time,
it's
right?
One of the best segments on TV.
Bad beats and all that kind of stuff. Like, do you remember your worst gambling loss? Like, where you had
so
a parlay that was, like, right there, ready to hit?
Had a six-legger this year, was going to win $500, Jaden Daniels, Hail Mary. Over. Yep. It was awesome. Love Jaden Daniels.
Wow.
That's the last time Matt bet on the Bears.
Yeah. I mean, why would you bet on them?
I still defend Caleb Williams.
I had one. It was stupid. We used to do this all the time when I did the Red Reaction show, and I did another show before that, and me and Grant Nicholson would do NBA bets. And I had a six-leg parlay, and it was like Luka points, Luka assists. There was a couple others. And then the other one was like, I forget who the Chicago Bulls center was, big white guy. And Bill
Weddington?
No.
Vucevic?
I think that's who it was.
Yeah.
He needed 10 rebounds. He had 9 with 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. It went to overtime, and he still didn't get one. That's the most recent bad one.
My recent one was on Underdog the other day. I needed Sam Darnold just to have one touchdown pass.
He almost had one with Carson Wentz.
I almost had the one with Carson Wentz.
That would have been the worst
half
ever.
Total yard, he finished with 10.
That while we're on this discussion, I think Vegas needs to take the QB kneel away for rushing yards. Because I saw Portnoy, not that I feel sorry for him, he lost like a big parlay because Jaden Daniels started to kneel it.
They're never going to do that because that gives them the opportunity to win. Yeah,
exactly.
That's so brutal. Like, imagine if you had Patrick Mahomes rushing yards this weekend, right? 20, it'll probably be like 18 and a half. I think it'll be somewhere around there. You can probably look it up now if it's out. And imagine he has 20 yards in the last two plays of the game, he kneels it. I mean, it's just so brutal, dude.
Oh, God.
But if you're on that underside, you're like, yes, kneel.
I will
Let's see
this.
Patrick Mahomes here. I'll give you the what we have on Underdog today.
All rushing. Not all rushing.
Rushing yards, 23 and a half.
Okay. So he has 25, kneels it, 2 yard loss.
How about this? 247 and a half passing yards.
I like it.
Two what?
247 and a half.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Higher?
Higher.
1.5 passing touchdowns.
Over. That's always the number, though, so that doesn't really... It's always going to be 1.5
Yeah.
For every quarterback in the league, unless it's... I don't know.
About 276.5 pass plus rush yards?
Love it.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
Somebody says they had an 8-leg parlay for $600 that they lost by 1 yard from Kyron Williams. That makes you want to, like, just
so
kick your own dog, dude. Like,
damn it.
Screw you, Jasper. that's what my stepdad's dog's name is.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not the guy that we love. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. 37.5 passing attempts. I think
I don't like that.
I don't like that.
That means we got a shootout. I don't want to root for that.
What about half a rushing yard in the first quarter?
Yes. Yes.
Yep.
What's Xavier Worthy's rushing yards while we're at it?
While we're at it here, let me see.
I bet it's 5.5
I was going to say 4.5, yeah.
Let's see here.
That's your hammer right there.
It's just the one jet sweep, man.
Mm-hmm.
And with these edge rushers, I like that.
Xavier Worthy, here we go. What did you ask for, rushing yards?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
What is it?
Mm-hmm. Is it one?
4.5.
Yes.
Nailed it.
Let's go. You got to take that. That's a gimme.
Got it on the head, baby.
I just want to let you know
one carry.
Yep, one jet sweep.
That's all he needs.
Let's go.
Now, real quick, I know we're boring people, but what is Juju Smith-Schuster's yardage? Because that's another one that I've been finding.
I don't know that, like, people are into gambling. I know we're talking we're not talking about our stupid bets. I think this.
No, I'll build a parlay Friday of props. I won't take the over.
Juju,
or under.
What did you want?
Receiving yards.
I bet it's 11.5.
I love this bet because I always take it's hit every time I bet it.
What do you think it is?
I bet it's 10.5.
It's 5.5.
Dude, that
we got to get
Mahomes
on the underdog
rushing.
App.
Yeah.
Like that
Mahomes rushing and Xavier Worthy rushing. 5.5 yards?
5.5.
One catch.
Come on.
That's good.
Love that.